In verse 32, the Bible says, "He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" Would you look out here? Let's imagine you came to my house. You came to my house, and for some strange reason this happened. I couldn't explain why. But you said, "I'm really needy, feeble, helpless, and needy." And I said, "Well, what do you need?" He said, "Well, I need more than money. I'd run out of money. I need more than furniture. It'd wear out. I need more than food. It'd run out." I tell you what. "You got two sons, don't you, Brother Sexton?" I said, "Yes." Let's imagine you said to me, "If you just give me one of your sons, just give him to me. Let me have somebody that work and earn a living, provide our food, our livelihood, strong, able-bodied." Let's imagine I walked over and looked at my two boys and said, "Here, you can have him." Do you think if I gave you my son, I wouldn't be willing to give you a can of tomatoes or a month's rent or a car payment? You think if I gave you my son, that I wouldn't be willing to give you food on your table? You think if I was willing to give you my son, I wouldn't be willing to come to you in an hour of need or distress? God says, "Will you understand this? There is nothing you'll ever need that I won't provide for you. I've proven it to you. I've already given you my son. Don't you understand? I'll freely give you all things." The Lord is trustworthy.